We are beginning the fourth period here at Rupp Arena. Shelby County up 41-34 over Lincoln County. Shelby County has led throughout. They tied at 2-2, and Shelby County has kept the lead from there on out.
That was the first quarter they outscored us, 19-18.
19-18 there in the third period. Lincoln County begins the fourth period with the ball. Shelby County stays in the zone. 1-3-1 zone this time. They get it down in the corner to Keaton. Back up to Eddington. Over to Young, right side. Ralston in the corner. He's double-teamed, and he's going to have to burn a timeout. 30-second timeout with 7:42. We'll keep it here. Different look there. It's the first time Shelby County switched to that 1-3-1. They got the ball down in the corner to Ralston, and he was quickly double-teamed by Matthews and Johnson.
This is just to let you know, with that UK game, the score is currently 23-19 with 4 minutes to go in the first half.
Shelby County's been looking good, although you mentioned in the first two quarters, Shelby County led in both of those corners. And here in the third, Lincoln County, that was the first time they won the quarter, 19-13.
Right.
And Ryan Young, 4-for-8 so far. That was his stats in the first period, 8 points. Lincoln County will inbound. It's 7:40 to play here in the fourth period. Shelby County switches now to a 2-3 zone. Young gets it to Eddington. Back to Young. Eddington left, or Ralston. Ralston's out on the right side. Back up to Young. Over to Keaton. Back to Young. Ralston, right side. Young holds the ball top of the key, looking for an angle. Ralston, left side, spots up for a three.
Man.
41-37, just like that. They're back in the ball game. 7:10 remains. Lincoln County man-to-man. Tomlinson brings it front court, pressured, has the ball, drives down the lane, looked to try to get it down on the left block to shove Cody Minnis. Ball was kicked out of bounds. Matthews will inbounds the ball right in front of the Shelby County bench. 6:59 remains in the ball game. Matthews gets it into Minnis. He's in the left corner. Sperling's on him. He's going to drive in the lane. Gets pressure. He lays it up. Are they going to call it in? We'll see if they give him the basket.
I don't think they're going to give him the basket. He said he was on the ground. The foul is by number 5. That's Keaton. That's going to be his third.
Foul's on the floor, so Matthews will inbounds it underneath his goal left side. Johnson and Minnis are going to spot up inside. We'll see if Matthews will lob it in. They lob it in to Minnis. Drops it down low to Matthews. Right block, who puts the dice double pump on it. Gets the ball up and in. Good look by Cody. Nice adjustment by Donovan on the shot. 43-37, Shelby County lead. 6:42. Keaton has the ball left side for Lincoln County. Shelby County back to a man-to-man. Eddington gets it off to Young, left side, down low. He's got out Keaton, gets it into Sperling. He's going to push it up, tries to get it up and over Minnis. Misses the shot. Cody comes down with a rebound. He's double-teamed backcourt. He pushes it up, gets it off to Johnson, and Johnson
tries to drive into the lane,
and he's fouled by, I believe it's Ralston.
Yeah, I think it is. I'm trying to get his number. Yeah, by number 14, and that is Ralston. That's going to be his second, team third.
6:17 remains. Shelby County up 43-37. Matthews will inbounds it right in front of the Shelby County coaches. Gets it into Tomlinson. Lincoln County man-to-man. Sanford high right side. Young's on him. Nice move by Alex Matthews, breaking down the middle. Finds a seam. And Sanford finds him right on, right in stride. Alex catches the ball and lays it up and in.
First 2 points by Alex tonight.
45-37. Ryan Young returns the favor, gets the ball in to Sperling. Sperling goes down the right lane, puts the shot up, and he's fouled. The ball doesn't go, but he'll go to the line.
Right. He's fouled by Alex Matthews. Actually, they were calling it
on the floor.
So he's going to Alex Matthews committed the foul. That's Shelby County's fifth, his first.
Young inbounds the ball underneath his goal right side. Gets it way up top to Eddington. Back to Young.
Oh!
Throws it over his head, and it's going to go out of bounds. Turnover to Shelby County. 45-37, 5:53 remaining. Shelby County will get the ball in the backcourt.
Shelby County
checking into the ball game
lead
is Nigel Beach, and they're going to give Cody a blow. I think that's the first time Cody's been out of the ball game.
I think that's the first time Cody's been out of the last three ball games.
Tomlinson brings it front court. He's pressured by Eddington. Matthews has it high left side. Keaton's on him. He just drives past him, gets in the lane, drops it off to Beach, down on the block.
There you
Beach
go.
Puts it up and in. Left side, good look by Matthews. Great hands by Nigel Beach to catch that ball and get it up in traffic.
Shelby County lead back to 10.
Young brings it front court. Shelby County stays man-to-man. Young, right side, drives down the lane. Nice block. Nigel Beach stepped in his path, blocked the shot, and it went off Young and out of bounds. So Shelby County's going to get possession.
That's going to be 8 turnovers now for the Patriots, 3 coming here in this half.
They pick up 2-2-1 press. Tomlinson, Johnson, backcourt. Johnson gets it back to Tomlinson. Gets it into Matthews. Matthews, top of the key, drives in the lane. In traffic, and he's fouled hard.
Smacked in the head.
That was a foul of frustration,
I think, on
Ethan Sperlin. Matthews drove down the left side, and Sperlin just went for the ball and everything else he could get. Alex will step to the line for 2.
That's his first foul, team 4th. That's going to send Alex to the line. He's shooting 51.6. Not like that, though. Shots up and in. Shelby County takes the lead, 48-37, 11 points with 5:09 to play here in the fourth period. Alex sets himself, second shot up, and good.
Minutes is going to come back into the ballgame. Donovan Johnson is going to go to the bench.
I tell you, it makes me nervous when Cody's out of the game.
Yeah.
It really does.
Right. Young pushes it up, brings it front court, Shelby County man-to-man. Keaton, right side, drives off the screen, gets into the lane, kicks it out left side to Young. Young gets it in the corner to Eddington. Sanford comes out on him. Keaton, top of the key, he's got Beach on him. He's going to try to drive around him. And Beach a little
Beach
bit slower than Keaton, and he bumped into him. They're going to call the foul on the floor.
That's going to be his first, team 6. Shelby County has one more foul to give before we're shooting in the bonus.
4:52 remains. They get it in the corner. Keaton sets up for a 3. No good. Menace comes down with a rebound. He's immediately double-teamed. Splits the double-team. Gets it to Matthews. He's got numbers. 3-on-1. Gets it down to Beach. Beach puts it up left side, and he's fouled hard by Ryan Young.
Yeah, that's going to be Young's first, team 5th. But that's going to send Nigel Beach to the line. He comes up a little shaken. I think he came down hard on that left arm.
Well, that was a good foul by Ryan Young.
Yeah,
fouled him hard. Make sure he wasn't going to get that shot off. 4:41 remaining in the ballgame. Shelby County up by 12, their largest lead.
Nigel Beach at the line. First shot's up and good. Tell you, this is what it comes down to, free throw shooting. Nigel shooting 55.8% from the line, and this is where we need to make them count. Shelby County lead now 50-37. 4:41 to go in the game. Nigel's second shot up in the air, no good.
Matthews kicked the ball out, got it down the beach. You got it to the right side to Menace, who stepped in the block and laid it up and in. Good interior looking there by Matthews. And then Beach. I tell you, Beach, for a sophomore, excellent interior passer. Down at the other end, Ryan Young trying to create a little offense. Took a shot at the elbow. No good. Sanford came down with a rebound. He's immediately pressured. Gets the ball off to Thomason. Thomason brings it front court. He's immediately triple-teamed. Gets it to Matthews, top of the key. Lincoln County definitely stepping up their offensive or defensive pressure. Beach has it on the right baseline. Gets it to Menace at the elbow. Up high to Thomason. 3:58 remaining. Shelby County up 52-37. Sanford at the free throw line. Drives in, gets it down left side to Matthews. Alex put it up. It didn't fall, but he'll go to the line for 2.
That's right. He was fouled. He was fouled by number 22, and that's Sperlin. That's going to be his second. It's going to be the team 6. So now Lincoln County only has one more to give. First shot up by Alex, hard off the back, no good. He's shooting now 2-for-3 from the line. I tell you, this is where it's got to count right here. Alex's second shot's up and good.
Nothing but net. Sperlin will inbounds. It gets it into Young. 3:50 remaining in the ballgame.
53-37.
Young brings it right side. Shelby County stays man-to-man. Tomlinson's on Young. Tough assignment for the young sophomore. Looks inside, gets it to Sperlin, and Matthews steps in and strips the ball away. Tomlinson has it backcourt. Eddington's on him. Here comes the double team. He brings it front court, gets it down low to Beach. Oh, Beach gets it across court to Matthews. Down low to Sanford, who puts it up on the left block. No good. Goes up for his own rebound. Gets the rebound, and he's fouled from behind. I think the foul's going to be on Young over the back.
Let's see what they're going to do here. That's going to be on number 12. That's right. It's going to be on Young. That's going to be his second, team 7th. And I believe they said it's going to be 1-1. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a bonus.
Okay.
Lincoln County 17 foul.
Tim Sanford normally shoots 69.1% from the line. First shot is up and good. Nothing but net.
54-37, Shelby County over Lincoln County.
Shelby County trying to extend the lead. 17 currently. Tim sets himself. Takes his time. Shots up. And no good.
Loose ball. We're going to see where it's going to stay. It's going to go off Sperling. Sperling and Menace went up for the ball, and it's going to go off Sperling and stay with Shelby County.
3:21 to go, 54-37. Shelby County in the lead.
Matthews will inbound the ball underneath his goal left side. Looks inside to Menace. Gets it back right inside to Matthews. Left block, and he threw the double team and gave the ball to Nigel Beach on the right block, wide open. Nigel put it up and in, 56-37. 3 minutes to play. Ralston has the ball right side, gets it back to Young. Right side drives baseline, and we got a foul on the floor. We're going to see who the foul's on contact as Young started to drive.
The foul's going to be on Cash Tomlinson. That's going to be his third, team seven. That's going to send Young to the line. Shelby County now in the bonus. Both teams in the bonus from here on out.
For the year, Young shoots 69% from the line.
69%. First shot up and good.
Young is their top scorer heading to Berea College, was the player of the year in the 12th region.
Young has 11 points so far in this game.
Our coaches, as they look at all the film, they really were impressed with this young man.
Yeah,
said if he was over 6 foot, he'd be playing Division I basketball.
He's done an excellent job.
Alex Matthews off the made free throw, inbounds the basketball, threw a three-quarter length pass, hit Cody Menace right in stride. Menace caught the ball left side, laid it up and in, or it didn't fall, but was fouled, and he'll go to the line.
He was fouled by Sperling. That's going to be his third teammate, and that's going to send Cody to the line. Tonight, Cody's 1-for-2 from the line with 21 points. First shot's up and no good. He was in the act of shooting. He's going to get two. So first one comes in and out, goes in and out, making it 1-for-3 from the line. Cody has the ball, sets himself. Shots up and good.
57-39 with 3 minutes to play here in the first round. Shelby County with a good lead. Ryan Young comes down, looks right side, kicks it off to Keaton, spots up for a three.
Hits it.
Three-pointer and a quick timeout by Lincoln County.
Full timeout.
2:53 remains. Shelby County 57-42. You're listening to Rocket Sports Radio on 93.3.
At Hall Taylor Funeral Home, we are committed to providing the type of personal service where we undertake the responsibility for the details, to make what is one of life's most difficult experiences as comfortable as possible, and to create the type of ceremony that reflects your family's personal wishes. I'm Steve Collins, and we are committed to personal service because this is how we would want our own families to be treated, and because we hope it makes things a little easier.
So when personal service means the most, call Hall Taylor Funeral Home, family-owned and operated. Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville.
Hall Taylor Funeral Home, a proud underwriter of WXLN programming.
WXLN programming is underwritten by Commonwealth Bank and Trust. Why settle for an ordinary banking relationship when you can have more? Just like the Shelby County Rockets basketball teams, Commonwealth Bank and Trust goes above and beyond to make your banking experience the best it can be. Visit any of our convenient Shelby County or Jefferson County banking offices or give us a call today at 633-1000. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff will assist you with all of your banking needs. Commonwealth Bank and Trust Company, doing more is what we do best. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
2:53 remains here in the ball game. Shelby County leads 57-42 over the Lincoln County Patriots. And I tell you, it looks business as usual. I tell you, Shelby County, I haven't seen a lot of emotion out of them. I mean, they have been matter of fact,
yes,
very businesslike in their approach to this ball game.
They're putting together four periods worth of ball, and we need to see how it runs down here, at the end too as well.
Matthews will inbounds the basketball. Shelby County goes the length of the floor. They get it into Thomason. Lincoln County picks up full court pressure. Matthews gets it up to Beach. Beach gets it front court to Cody Menace. Menace gets it down low to Sanford on the block, and Sanford lays it up and in.
You got to take that.
You got to take it. 2:38, Shelby County up 59-42. Young comes down, kicks it off to Ralston. Quick three-pointer right side, no good. Beach comes down with a rebound, and he's immediately fouled. So it looks like that's going to be the pattern. They're going to have to win this ball game at the or at least keep the lead.
Keep the lead at the free,
at the free throw line.
Let's see who they call a foul on. I didn't see who the call, what the call was.
And it looks like Mike Clark's going to take a full timeout with 2:30 to play. Shelby County up 59-42 on WXLN 93.3 Rocket Sports Radio.
Your Soundtronics Radio Shack dealer in Shelbyville reminds you that DTV will be here before you know it. DTV is a new type of broadcasting technology that offers advantages over analog television. If you want to be ready to go when DTV comes around, call your Radio Shack dealer in Shelbyville, Soundtronics, at 633-1144, and they're located at 19 Village Plaza in Shelbyville. Find out about DTV so you'll be ready when it comes next year. Soundtronics, your Radio Shack dealer, a proud underwriter of WXLN program. Shelby Family Medicine, now serving Shelby County with two locations, has been serving the Shelby County area for over 30 years, and they are proud to support the Shelby County Rockets. Shelby Family Medicine is located at 60 MacWalters Road, Shelbyville, and 133 Buck Creek Road in Simpsonville. They're also offering the Better Health Program for overall and total health and weight loss. Call their office today at 633-4622 in Shelbyville and 722-0223 in Simpsonville. They proudly underwrite WXLN programming.
2 minutes and 30 seconds remain in the ballgame here. First round action at Rupp Arena in the Sweet 16 for Shelby County. They lead over Lincoln County 59-42.
And speaking of Rupp Arena, the UK Wildcats on TV, the score at halftime, 33-29, Marquette has the lead by four.
As we mentioned just before the break, Shelby County very businesslike in this ball game. I tell you, you haven't seen a lot of emotion. They've just gone out and played their ball game.
Right.
And Doc, you mentioned they played, they put together four great quarters.
Yes, they
so
have
far.
Nigel Beach at the line. He'll get 1-1. The foul was on number four, Edgington. It was his first. First shot's up. Good by the sophomore.
I tell you, Nigel has a sweet stroke.
Yes, he does.
You know, the coaches are very happy with his shooting. He just doesn't do it a lot.
No.
They give him a free ride to get that base, get that 15 foot and in.
Sets himself, second shot up and in.
61-42, 19 point lead, largest of the ball game for Shelby County with 2:27. Young brings the ball down right side, feeds off the screen.
Oh!
And we've got a block at the perimeter on Alex Matthews.
Okay, they're going to call it on Alex. That's going to be his second, team eighth. And that's going to put Young back at the line. He is currently 4-for-4 from the line. And like Phil said earlier, shooting a 69, almost a 70%. The score is 61-42 with 2:23 to go. First shot is up and in.
Young's their best scorer, averaging over 18 points a ball game.
And he's got 13 today. We still have a two and a half, close to two and a half left here.
You're going
to,
I imagine, see the three-pointers
second
start
shot
to fly.
And good.
A lot of pressure here off the inbounds. Matthews will inbounds it. Lincoln County picks up full court. Eddington with the foul. Edgington, I guess I should say.
Was it Edgington?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be his second, and that's team 10.
Tomlinson's going to go to the free throw line to shoot the bonus.
So from here on
actually,
out,
we're going to be
the
in the double.
Bonus. And still, let's see, Farland and Keaton both have three fouls.
There you go. Steps to the line.
He's shooting 53.6% from the line, but you couldn't tell it with that first shot as it is up and swishes in. Cash Tomlinson tonight, still 9 points so far.
Big game by Cash.
Huge game.
Really,
second
for him.
Shot up. And good.
He and Boomer
have
just played outstanding at that point position. That was one thing Clark was really concerned about was the guard play because these guys have some great guards. Keaton has the ball, top of the key, drives down the left side, gets in the corner, spots up for a three, and it's good. 63-47, 2 minutes remaining. Matthews looking inbounds it, throws it forward to Cody Minnis. He's all alone. Alex Matthews to get it out in front to Minnis. Minnis takes it down quickly at the other end. Roston gets a three-pointer in the corner. 65-50, a minute and a half. Beach has it backcourt, gets it to Tomlinson. Tomlinson draws a double team. Back to Beach, cross-court pass. Sperling picks it off. They get it to the corner. Keaton spots up for a three, no good. Loose ball, they get it to Sperling. He'll spot up for a three. And it's good, quickly, 6 points. 65-53, a minute 23 remaining. Double team in the backcourt. Minnis has the ball, and he's quickly fouled. We'll see who the foul's on.
I believe it's going to be by Edgington.
One bad thing about that that dunk, it spread the floor.
Yes, it did.
Got our players kind of out of position. They couldn't get back in time. And Keaton made them pay for that on that three-pointer.
Oh, man, quickly. And they scored 9 points there in a row.
Yeah, right there. Three three-pointers. So.
Yep, and the score's now 65-53 with a minute 26 to go.
I'm telling you, you are never safe against a three-point shooting team.
Cody sets himself. First shot up and good.
Free throw shooting throughout the year has been a little spotty for Shelby County, but in the postseason, they have really stepped to the forefront.
Cody takes the lead up to 13. Second shot up, no good.
Short.
High off the back.
Matthews tips the ball out. Sanford comes down with it. Gets it to Tomlinson. Quickly double-teamed. Gets it down the left corner. Matthews cross-court to Beach. Right corner. And he's immediately fouled by Edgington.
And that's going to be his fourth.
So that's going to send Nigel Beach back to the line. The sophomore made his first two attempts.
He's going to get two. He is 3 for 4 from the line. He's got 9 points tonight. Let's see if we can get him with 10.
Big shot.
First shot's up. No good.
Off to the right.
Hard off. I shouldn't have said anything. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't have said anything.
Well, you normally you jinx him when you say he's an excellent free throw shooter. So we tried never to say that.
He is
not. Of course,
not.
We really can't say that about any of our guys.
Second shot's up and good. 10 points for Nigel Beach.
But he's got a beautiful stroke.
Yes, he does.
67-53, a minute 14 remaining. Young comes down, spots up 3 points. Top of the key, no good. Loose ball. Beach comes down with a rebound. He's immediately fouled. I think the foul's going to be on Ralston.
Let's see who they call it on.
Three guys came at him as soon as he got possession.
Could have given it to anybody. Foul's going to be on 14, Ralston. That's going to be his third.
Beach will step back to the line.
That's right, Beach tonight with 10 points. 4 for 6 from the line currently. All this coming here in the fourth. 106 to go. 67-53, Shelby County 14-point lead. Nigel sets himself, first shot's up, hard off the front, no good.
You know, it's interesting, this lineup that coach has got in, we really have never seen this lineup
right
at the end of a ballgame.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys have pretty much played the entire fourth period. You know, I think he's starting to think about tomorrow.
Yeah, second shot's up and good.
Normally by this time, Beach is out, Johnson or Sheehan's back in.
Yeah.
Beach puts a little pressure on Young, they get it to Keaton, top of the key, spots up for a three.
Man.
Ryan, or that's Noah Keaton.
Can't leave
he
him
is
alone.
Lighting it up. 68-56, Matthews inbounds it, gets it into Menace. He's double-teamed in the corner. Loose ball, turn it over, and let's see if they're going to call a timeout. No, Noah Keaton got the loose ball off of Menace,
but he fell out of bounds
with it. And I think Lincoln County has called in the dogs.
Yep.
They're putting in their JV players.
And Shelby County is getting ready to... Our JV players were rising up as soon as they saw it.
They're taking off their warm-ups. JV guys are getting ready, stretching it out, emptying the shooting shirts. Tomlinson has it backcourt. 45 seconds remain. Shelby County up by 12. Foul in the backcourt on Tomlinson. The foul is going to be on number 21, Cody Willis.
That's going to be his first. Of course, we haven't seen him yet in a game.
That was a great observation, seeing those guys. Every one of them. It was in unison. Those shirts came off.
And they were coming in, baby. Cash has himself set there at the line. First shot's up and good. Cash Tomlinson puts him at 11.
69-56. Shelby County up with 43 seconds remaining.
13-point lead. Cash sets himself. Second shot up and good.
70-56. Shelby County up, 40 seconds remaining.
And there they come.
Willis brings the ball front court for Lincoln County, drives down the lane, and he's going to turn the ball over on Steps. Nice defense there by Alex Matthews.
And that's it.
And
here comes the JV squad with 36.4 seconds left.
The Shelby County faithful rise to their feet. Huge ovation for the starters in the eight-man rotation that make up the Shelby County Rockets. So right now in the ball game, great action for these kids. You got Purdom, Pressup, Bohannon, Sanford, and Tremont Rucker.
And immediately.
Page, Matt Page.
Yeah, and he turns it over by stepping out of bounds.
Willis has the ball, top of the key, gets it over to number 11. That's Hensley, puts up a three. No good. Bohannon, where Tremont Rucker comes down with a rebound. Gets it off to Bohannon. Page has it back of the backcourt, brings it front court.
What number's Hensley?
Kicks it over to the left side. That's Purdom. Tried to get it to Rucker. Willis picks the ball up. He's got a 2-on-1 fast break. Lays it up on the right side. Good. 11 seconds remaining, and Lincoln County calls a timeout. Wants to get some more players into the ball game. just to give them some experience here. Sends in a completely different squad, another five
guys.
Yes,
he does.
So all 15 of Lincoln County's players are going to get in the ball game.
And I think they're getting together and just seeing who Lincoln County's going to send out.
So now we've got some of the guys who have already seen some action today.
Right.
Owsley has already seen some action. Let's see. Skyler Gilbert has already been in the game, but new to the game, Colby Long, he's a sophomore. Number 42, Matt Smith, he's a sophomore. And number one, Matt Cooper, also a sophomore. Full-length pass by Page, tried to get it to Sandiford. Ball was knocked away by, that was Brandon Cressup.
Yeah.
The heir apparent
came in, right.
On the football team. That was a nice-looking pass, but it was knocked away. Purdom inbounds the ball underneath his goal. Gets it into Rucker. Rucker puts it up strong, and it's no good. Loose ball on the floor.
2-1.
Matt Smith comes up
zero.
With it. Shoots up the shot, and it's going to fall short. Shelby County advances in their first round game over Lincoln County. They're moving on. They're one of the final eight here in the Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. You're listening to Rocket Sports Radio 93.3.